All right, it's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Jessica Jenrich. She's the Barnes County Emergency Manager. Jessica, thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
We have had the summer from heck, severe storms. It really blew through here on June 20th. We had multiple tornadoes. We had a report from the National Weather Service office. I'm trying to think of the agency. Maybe you had heard this. We're now over 50 tornadoes being reported in North Dakota.
Yes, I heard that.
Is that correct?
I heard that on the news, I believe. I didn't get an official, but...
Yeah. My word, that is just crazy. We used to, when I was doing a report when I was in junior high 50 years ago, it was like we'd get 10 tornadoes a year, or maybe 5 or 8, across the whole state.
Or even none.
Yeah, I know.
It's been a very active
weather pattern.
It's been very busy this year, we'll say that.
And, of course, our thoughts and prayers go out to all those family members who lost their lives as a result of that storm, and all the property damage and all of the farm damage, which is property and crop damage that have resulted from these storms. It was not a nice summer, that's for sure.
It was not. On that note, I know there's some towns waiting. I throw this out there since we're talking about it, that we're still waiting for the president to sign that disaster. So if anybody's wondering, we're still waiting for that city and township. The governor submitted the disaster request to the president. It's almost a month ago now, so we're still waiting. So hopefully soon we'll hear back. But I know I've had a couple cities ask, so figured I'd throw that out there so everybody knew.
Okay, so that's still pending, and you guys will announce that, give us a news release or something.
I will contact all the people that submitted stuff. The cities and county and townships. Okay. Yep.
Well, here today, because we all have been kind of suffering from post-traumatic storm syndrome.
There you go.
It sounds funny now, but no, I suffer from it. Every time that wind blows hard after 60, 70 miles an hour, it's like, oh no, how long is this going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
The difference, and then we had one time a fire siren went off when a storm hit on a Saturday, but we were here on top of it. We were able to tell people, the difference between the oscillating and the one that the long sustained whistle with the tornado. You're here to give us a few more details on that because you felt it incumbent upon you to talk about this today.
Yes, we wanted to reach out and educate the public a little bit more. As everyone knows, we do live in more of a retirement community. But our sirens, so Monday night there was a system that came through.
Yep.
And the sirens did go off a few during that time, and people reported that it sounded like a tornado siren.
Mm-hmm.
So they then contacted a TV station, and then they contacted myself, and we got it all straight away. So we just felt like we needed to educate people more. Our 911 dispatchers put together a video because they're way better at it than I am. And we are sharing that out on social media, telling the difference between the sirens. So right now in Valley City, we sound our sirens for fire rescue. That siren goes up and down. Mm-hmm. That is to alert everyone that there is going to be emergency vehicles coming down the street. So watch for them, pull over, blinking lights, emergency vehicles, anything. We are a volunteer fire department, so all of our people are coming in to respond to those accidents or fire calls. The tornado disaster siren is a solid siren. So if you hear that, get inside, go to the lowest place you can, basement or the center room of your house with no windows. If you sit and listen for a couple seconds, you can usually tell the difference. Mm-hmm. So I don't know where the confusion is. Like you said, there might be some post-traumatic storm syndrome. I'm going to use that one. But if anybody has questions, you can always, don't call 911. Nope. You can call their admin line at 8181, or you can call my office at 845-8188. And we can definitely help you out. If it's a disaster storm siren, most likely you're going to be getting an Everbridge notification along with that siren. I mean, once either right before the siren goes off, right after the siren goes off, saying that we're in a tornado warning or there's a tornado spotted. If you aren't getting those Everbridge notifications, let us know. And I mean, we can help. We can, you know, help out getting people signed up, but they have to have their own login ID and password. So we don't want to like do it for you, but we can come and help people sign up for that.
I've been with Everbridge for quite a while, you know, and get the passwords and all of that, and it's been nice. A couple of times or once this year I didn't get one. You had talked about that, right? That was there a little hang up on that?
I don't know.
Or could it just been on my end?
And it could have been a glitch on the system, or mm-hmm. it could have been where it was a thunderstorm warning and it had passed fast enough that they didn't have. I don't know the logistics of specifically why maybe it wouldn't have gone out. That'd be a question for the dispatch center. But
So they can call, if I do have a problem with Everbridge and getting connected or whatever, I can call 8181. That's the dispatch center.
Yep.
Hopefully you don't do it during a storm.
Don't do it during a storm. Don't do it if you hear the fire sirens.
Yeah, because they're really, really busy during
an
emergency.
They are very busy during emergencies.
Yeah. So they won't be able to help you during an emergency if you hear it during any siren.
Yep.
So
you can ask.
Don't call 911 either.
Do not.
That's going to get you into trouble, and don't call that.
Exactly. Yeah. You can ask for Sarah. She's really good at the Everbridge system. Mm-hmm. You know, she's the supervisor, so she's usually not on the council, so she can help a little bit better.
Yeah.
Or myself, I can try to help you out as much as I can. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. Anything else
you'd
like to cover today?
And just a reminder, not all cities sound their sirens, just like, you know, they're all different, and it goes county to county. Not all counties do the same thing as we do. Not all cities do the same as we do, you know. So you're not going to hear sirens in every city. And like I said, we're a volunteer fire department. So here in Valley City, all of our communities are pretty much volunteer. Mm-hmm. So if you hear it, just watch for those responders. Keep an eye out so they can get places safely. Also, I had the storm shelter. I wanted to touch base on that.
Yes, that's right, because we had gone through that after June 20th, didn't we?
Yes, I was asked a lot about that. So we have a storm shelter, which it's not actually going to be a shelter, like people can stay there for long periods of time. So we're going to call it a gathering space. And that will, I think I sent information to you and it was probably mixed up.
We posted it on News Dakota and I broadcast it. And it's only during a tornado watch.
Yep. So during a tornado watch, myself, I will contact Connect Church directly and say, hey, we're in a tornado watch. And they'll head down there and get the church ready. If a tornado warning is issued, they'll open it up. Okay. So I think before I had, they're going to open it on a tornado watch. And there was some miscommunication there. So they're going to get it ready, head down there during a tornado watch, get it ready. You know, the door is ready to open. And then tornado warning, they will open.
So they don't open unless there's a tornado warning.
Warning, correct, yes.
All right. All right. So that may be too late.
It might be, but they're there.
But at least they're there, right?
So if somebody comes to the door, they're not going to not let you in. They're going to let you in. I mean, if you need somewhere, you need feel safe. Mm-hmm. You can go there, but...
And really meant for people who don't have basements like me. I live in an apartment building that has three floors and there's no basement.
Correct.
If you live in a modular home or that doesn't have any basement,
And we also have a campground in town, so those people, you know.
Yeah.
So
I remember that happening in Minnesota campground where people were driving to one.
Yep.
Because it got nasty or whatever.
So yeah. So
that's available. Well, at least that's available now.
Yes, we now have one, and I'm trying to. I'm waiting for the Red Cross to come over and go around with me to the different small towns too. So we have a designated shelter in all the small towns.
Yeah.
Each small town kind of has an idea of where they need to go.
Yep.
And they work together to get where they need to go. A lot of them go to neighbors' houses, you know.
Right.
The biggest thing is who's going to man it? Who's going to open it and man it? That's the biggest question we had. And we were lucky the pastor at Connect Church
said he would.
He would. He's originally from a tornado area, so he was more than welcome to do it. So.
Wow. Well, that's good to hear. And other smaller communities, when you know more, pass that on to me, and then I'll send that out.
It'll be a work.
Wimbledon has one, or Daisy, or whomever, you know.
It's a work in progress, but I'm hoping our shelter list will be complete here in the next, by winter probably. But
after we go through a summer like this, it's nice to be prepared now for the next time.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jessica, for joining us today.
Not a problem.
Jessica Jenrich, the Barnes County Emergency Manager, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley.